Tommy Wheeldon Jr., manager and GM of Cavalry FC, joins us. Tommy, how are you?
I'm well. I'm losing my voice, so I do apologize to you and the listeners, but it's first week of training camp, I guess.
Oh, that's not good. What's happening here? Are you barking too much, or is this a little illness? What's happening?
Yeah, maybe. You know me, I like to talk a lot anyway, so in fact, I'm talking at a higher level to the players when I'm shouting in the field. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit to that. Maybe it's in my excitement of being back on the training ground again and away from my desk.
That wouldn't hurt either. We would like you to get your voice back. So maybe I'll avoid Everton questions so you don't yell. Is that a good idea?
Actually, look, we're unbeaten in the last one game.
That's a good run, eh? What a trend.
Yeah, it is.
So tell us exactly what's going on with you guys. What are you working at and what are your numbers and where do you need to be by what point?
Yeah, good question. And there's a lot of them. So I think... There's two more players coming in this weekend and next Thursday, and that's just immigration. You've got Nathan Mavilla's arriving Saturday. Julian Boucher, our German, is coming in on Thursday. We've got most of the guys left now. We revealed our first under-21 addition to the roster, an exciting player, Malik Hamilton. We revealed him this year. He's a very exciting player from this city. He went to West Ham as a young lad and onto TFC, and he's back home, and I think the CPL is a league built for players like him. We've still got our couple of draft picks that we looked at in the prospects camp a couple of weeks ago that will be joining us when school ends, middle of April. We're off to the Dominican beginning of April. We've got a few more little creative training drills to get before we go there and catch a suntan, because that's not my my preference of a training camp. It has to be where we push and test the players, because we've got to learn how to thrive and survive. And we're about three pieces away from being a complete puzzle.
Wow. Any hints? Or is that still in progress, those final three pieces?
We've four pieces, because one of the pieces we're working on is a very exciting winger from a Central American country. Yeah, left winger, which we've been after, and we're quite excited with him. We've agreed the terms. We're just finalizing things with the club as to the release clause, and we're hoping by the end of the month, before we go to Dominican, we will have him on board as well.
That's exciting. Awesome. Mm-hmm. How much better is this team than the one that you, walked through to a championship last year at a lower level? Because there's certainly some overlap, but it seems like you found some high-end international added to a core of those guys from last year.
Yeah, and I think that was always, the case was, I brought some players that had good pro pedigree, and when you add Nick Ledgerwood into that string, as well as Marco Carducci and Sergio Camargo, those guys were, professionals already that, stayed here to help build for the Canadian League. But to add on top of that, we're very excited. We like the look of Jordan Brown that's come in. He's a striker that, again, has good pedigree that we've talked about. Oliver Minutel, our Brazilian, he's very good. Mason Trafford is an exceptional for me. I look at what other people have signed. I don't see a better defender amongst there. He's a guy that, started at the Whitecaps, won a championship with them, was NASL Defender of the Year with Ottawa, played in Miami under Alessandro Nesta, Italian World Cup winner. Good Canadian lad, and he's a leader from the back. And for us, he gives us balance. He's a left-footed centre-back. And, for me, he's going to be a very significant piece of the puzzle.
Tell me about your opener. You're less than 2 months away. That's exciting. Games that matter a lot, and the beginning of what I think many will believe is a long and storied, run for a franchise in a city. Everyone's very excited about this CPL getting started.
Yeah, it is. It's May 4th. That's when Spruce Meadows will open and welcome a new era in the ownership group in terms of having a team that's going to play out there. I think, I've talked very publicly about, I've been there, we've hosted a prospects game that you're at, and I think now with all the stadium plans going and the game day experience, I think it'll be one of the most unique places to ever visit to watch a game. I liken it very much to, Central Park in New York City, in the ambiance that's around there, but some of the plans we got for the game day culture will be great. I think it'll be, and to play someone like York 9, who will have had a game before us, is, for me, that's good because we get to see them a little bit more up close and personal before we face them. But to be able to open at home in our new home is great. And to be able to wait a week and see what it's out, I think that's also an advantage. So we plan to use that.
they won't have any tape on you, that's for sure. At least not in regular season. Okay, anything else that if people are getting excited and the Twitter handle at CPL Cavalry FC, the website's got tons of info, but anything else do you want to throw down for us here aside from protecting your voice here?
Yeah, no, tickets on sale now. So I think we're close to 1,500 of the first go around with the with the members only. We've got the first. We have to leave another 1,500 open for walk ups at a minimum. That's a league rule.
Okay.
So really, we've only got 3,000 season tickets left to sell. So I want to be part of the action. I think they've gone live now and we'll be able to get them on Ticketmaster. You know, we have this saying about ride with us, and we're creating a journey. So hopefully people out there that are passionate about the game like we are and can come along, because it's here to stay and it's going to be a great journey to be a part of.
Can't wait. Going to be fun. May 4. We'll see you there, buddy.
Thanks. Bye.